Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, inexcusable. Horrible. I'm very sorry. Yet again, work hung me up. And, this time, it was an impromptu meeting. There's a project I'm working on, and there's two people that are supposed to test it. One person, unfortunately, a close family member died, and so they are away. They're at the funeral today, and they may or may not be back tomorrow. And then the other person that can test, they're going to a wedding, and so they're off tomorrow, and some of days next week. So we had to do the action right now, which, of course, apparently the big enterprise doesn't care that I want to go do live stream some news. So anyway, sorry about that. But hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1918 UTC. The show's almost over. It's just begun. But shout out to Calm. Hello to Ratsu and X1 and Connor H. Thank you for being in Calm and for being there. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be a work from home day. So if we're lucky, I'll be on time and using my home Mac computer. Man, these people are driving way too fast. I'm in the parking garage, and these people were going downhill. They were accelerating while going downhill, and it was like, looked very fast. Anyway, hey, Mosin, welcome, welcome. Thanks for being here. All right, so allegedly, it's time for some news. So let's get into it, because I've got news for you. We just are running low on time. So anyway, one shake. We'll pull that up. I'll go through the big news with you. Of course, the current big headline news that's not really news to me, I see it everywhere, so you can see it, is the weather balloon that was shot down in the U.S. that was a Chinese weather balloon. Apparently, has the equipment to make and receive transmissions of a clandestine nature, spy frequencies. Two, the State of the Union address given by the president and the earthquakes of the United States and the earthquake that hit Syria. Those are the three big, or those are kind of the big ones that are going on right now. You kind of see them everywhere, so we're not going to go into them too deep. Into them really, but oh, come on. Oop, let me go to my sync settings. Oh no, it just says February 8th. It's February 9th. No. This would be fine if it was 1902 UTC, but we can't because it is 1920 UTC. Jesus, I might just play music for you. Let's close these. Oh, come on. Done. Here we go. Oh, I know. We go here. Settings. Sync now. Oh, good. The sync is probably the problem. It last synced. At 4 hours ago. So let's try this. Back sync now. Sorry, this is not very exciting. Let's check in with Calm. Yeah. So presently it is 21 degrees C outside. Our low is going to be 5 and our high is 22. Oh, excuse me. Allergy report. allergy report. Allergens are high. You ever, this happened once I crossed into middle age, but sometimes I sneeze, and when I sneeze, it makes my shoulders and my, all the joints from my shoulders down hurt. So my shoulder, my elbow, my wrist, my hand, oof, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. All right, let's get into it. News to me, February 9th. We're here. Let's do it. In Nicaragua, prisoners freed. So we're starting with some good news. 222 of the 245 opposition prisoners it was holding have been released. The freed prisoners are critics of President Daniel Ortega and have been deported to the United States. The U.S. State Department welcomed the move, which it said had been made unilaterally by the Nicaraguan government. Among those freed are opposition politicians who had planned to run against Mr. Ortega in the 2021 election, but who were jailed in its run-up. With his fiercest opponents in prison, Mr. Ortega won a fourth consecutive term. He's been in power without interruption since 2007. Nicaraguan opposition sources said that those freed have been stripped of their Nicaraguan nationality, and an official from the Nicaraguan judiciary described them as traitors who'd been deported. The deportees were declared traitors to the homeland and sentenced for different crimes and banned perpetually from publicly serving the Nicaraguan state as well as from holding positions of public office. The Biden administration described the election in Nicaragua as a pantomime and been pressuring the Nicaraguan government to release the prisoners. The U.S. said they'd been arbitrarily detained. So, yes, Atomic Rights knows the drill. Allergy Index? Yes. all right. Well, what else is going on? Oh, well, let's talk about football real quick. A Ghanaian soccer player, whereabouts unknown. He's gone missing. Ghana international soccer player Christian Atsu is missing after the earthquake in Turkey. His club and agent said Thursday, following earlier reports, he was rescued from the rubble of a collapsed building and taken to hospital. Atsu's well-being and whereabouts were unknown. Aiden Toksos, the deputy head of Hatay's or soccer club, told Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency news service that the club's sporting director, Tanner Savit, was also missing after the massive earthquake that struck southern Turkey and Syria and has killed more than 19,000 people, with that number expected to rise. The 31-year-old Atsu, who previously played for the English clubs Chelsea and Newcastle, signed for Hatayspor last year. The club is based in the southern city of Antakya, near the epicenter of the earthquake. So, stinks, really sucks. But yeah, that's what's going on there. Hello, Tobe. Welcome. Stick around. The Dubious Goals Committee airs on time every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC. Not like your sometimes tardy host for news to me. All right. Four trapped. Come on. Four trapped, many injured after a gold mine collapse in Kenya. Four people were trapped after a gold mine collapsed in the early hours on Thursday in western Kenya. The incident in Kakamega County initially saw 12 artisanal workers, that's a great name, trapped for hours. Eight of the victims were rescued by morning, following hours of digging by community members, and they are said to be in stable condition. The miners were operating in an aged mining tunnel and were unlicensed by the local government. What they are doing is risking their lives, and most of the people here are mostly youth who are doing this work. Due to the unemployment problem, people are putting their hands on anything they can put food on their table, Kakamega County Commissioner John Odengo said. So very, very sad and troubling. These artisanal or not official mines are a real big problem in all the mineral rich areas of Africa, really. Oh, let's talk about AI. Let's do tech news. Sorry, we're jumping all over the place. So, Elon Musk says Elon Musk's SpaceX firm bars Kyiv from using Starlink tech for drone control. SpaceX has limited Ukraine's ability to use its satellite internet service for military purposes after reports that Kyiv has used it to control drones. I don't know. Ukraine seems to is at war, but all the other countries in the world keep giving them stuff and is like, hey, don't use it for offensive stuff. Anyway, early in the war, Ukraine was given thousands of SpaceX Starlink dishes, which connect to satellites and help people stay connected to the internet. But it's also said to have been using the tech to target Russian positions, breaking policies set out by SpaceX. A Ukrainian official said companies had to choose which side they were on. They could join Ukraine in the right to freedom or pick Russia in its right to kill and seize territories, according to presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak. At an event in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell explained that Starlink technology was never meant to be weaponized. She made reference to Ukraine's alleged use of Starlink to control drones and stressed that the equipment had been provided for humanitarian use. Unmanned aircraft have played an important role in the war, having been used by Kyiv to search out Russian troops, drop bombs, and counter Moscow's own drone attacks. Russia has been accused of attempting to jam Starlink signals by Elon Musk. The company has taken steps to limit the ability of the Ukraine armed forces to use Starlink in an offensive way. So, we'll see what happens there, but yeah. And X1, good point. There is a lot of death out there. I hate being late, and I almost wish I would have just played music, but them's the breaks. The Google AI chatbot failure really tanked their stock. If you weren't paying attention yesterday, Google's response to ChatGPT is something called Bard, and it went off to an embarrassing start after its new artificial intelligence-powered chatbot gave a wrong answer in a promotional video, as investors wiped more than $100 billion off the value of Alphabet, the parent company. The sell-off on Wednesday came amid investors' fears that Microsoft, which is deploying a ChatGPT-powered version of its Bing search engine, will damage Google's business. Alphabet stock slid by 9% during regular trading. Experts pointed out that promotional material for Bard, Google's competitor to ChatGPT, contained an error in the response. What new web? No discoveries does the James Webb Space Telescope do? And it told it made a wrong answer about picturing exoplanets. We're out of time. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm really sorry that this show was a train wreck once again, but we're going to get through it. Just stick with it. Please keep on tuning in, having fun, and enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. The only other big news to me was Brazil is pushing for more nuclear power, so stay tuned for that. More nukes is better. All right. So anyway, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and Pippa.
Well, that sound means